Section 1. Look to God for a happy marriage. The one who created them from the beginning made them male and female. Matthew 19:4. Jehovah God performed the first marriage. The footnote reads, Jehovah is the name of God as revealed in the Bible. End of footnote. The Bible tells us that he made the first woman and brought her to the man. Adam was so happy that he said, "This is at last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." Genesis 2:22 and 23. Jehovah still wants married people to be happy. When you get married, you may think that everything will be perfect. Realistically, though, even a husband and a wife who truly love each other will have some problems. In this brochure, you will find Bible principles that, if applied, can make your marriage and family happy. 1. Accept the role Jehovah gave you. What the Bible says. The husband is the head of the family. If you are a husband, Jehovah expects you to care for your wife tenderly. He made her as a complement of you, and he wants you to treat her with dignity and love. You must love your wife so much that you are willing to put her interests ahead of your own. If you are a wife, Jehovah expects you to respect your husband deeply and to help him fulfill his role. Support his decisions and wholeheartedly cooperate with him. When you do, you will be beautiful in the eyes of your husband and of Jehovah. What you can do? Ask your mate how you can be a better husband or wife. Listen carefully and do what you can to improve. Be patient. It will take time for both of you to learn how to make each other happy. 2. Really care about your mate's feelings. What the Bible says. You need to look out for the interests of your marriage mate. Treat your mate as precious, remembering that Jehovah requires his servants to be gentle toward all. 2 Timothy 2:24. Thoughtless speech is like the stabs of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is a healing. Proverbs 12:18. So choose your words carefully. Jehovah's Spirit will help you to speak with kindness and love. What you can do? Pray for help to remain calm and to keep an open mind before discussing serious matters with your mate. Think carefully about what you will say and how you will say it. 3. Think as a team. What the Bible says. When you get married, you become one flesh with your mate. But you are still two individuals and may have different opinions. So you need to learn to be united in your thoughts and feelings. Unity is essential when making decisions. The Bible says, "By consultation, plans will succeed." Proverbs 20:18. Let Bible principles guide you as you make important decisions together. What you can do? Share your feelings with your mate, not just information or opinions. Consult with your mate before making commitments. Be realistic and optimistic. Do not expect perfection of yourself or of your mate. Choose to focus on your mate's good qualities. Be confident that Bible principles will work. And be patient. Jehovah will reward your efforts to follow his advice, and your marriage will become stronger year by year. Ask yourself, can my mate sense that I care for him or her more than myself? What have I done today to show love and respect to my mate?